All right, Friday the 13th, full moon. Sam, we can say this because he's in his isolated booth. He's a little off today.
Yeah,
he's a little wacky.
Yeah, he's a little, it's definitely a Friday for Sam.
I would say he's wound up.
Yeah.
You know, the full moon has him wound up. So, Joanne, you said that you're smarter than Sam, so none of that matters anyway.
I'm smarter than Sam.
Amazing.
I like it.
All right, you're from St. Laurent. You said you just dropped your little boy off at the bus stop?
No, my daughter.
Your daughter. Okay. Amazing. Well, we've got 30 seconds on the clock for you, and good luck. Sam hasn't lost yet this week, so we're really hoping for a loss here for him.
But no pressure.
I'm ready.
Okay, Joanne. Finish the same. The only thing we have to fear is?
Fear itself.
What do aardvarks eat?
Insects.
What prefix is the opposite of hyper?
Hypo.
Duster, pea, and trench are types of what?
Jackets.
What fairy tale character claimed the sky was falling?
Chicken Little.
Oh, flawless.
Nice.
You knew you were smart. You knew it.
I'm sorry.
You might be the one.
That was great. All right, Sam's coming back in from his isolated booth.
Ooh.
We're playing a little stripper music.
Yes.
From
the 1930s.
You didn't hear, we learned how to pole dance yesterday at Cielo Studios, which was so much fun. You can check out the video at the Beat 92.5 on Facebook, and it's pretty funny. There's some funny parts in there for sure.
Did you call that music stripper music?
That's what it says.
Well, I don't know what else it is.
All right, Sam, you are up against Joanne in St. Laurent, and warning, she's quite smart, intelligent.
Well, we will have to see about that, won't we?
Let's see. Finish the same. The only thing we have to fear is?
Fear itself.
What do aardvarks eat?
Ants.
What prefix is the opposite of hyper?
Pass.
Duster, pea, and trench are types of what?
Coats.
What fairy tale character claimed the sky was falling?
Pass.
What prefix is the opposite of hyper?
Hypo?
What fairy tale character claimed the sky was falling?
E.T.? I don't know.
No, E.T. phoned home.
Sky is falling. E.T.
E.T.'s not a fairy tale character either.
Kind of is. I don't know.
Well, all right. Let's see how you guys made out this morning. Finish the saying, the only thing we have to fear is?
Fear itself.
Are you scared that you lost? Are you fearful that you lost this morning?
Well, I mean, I know. I'm pretty sure I went 4 for 5. We'll see if it's good enough.
What do aardvarks eat?
Ants.
Ants is right. You're both correct. Joanne said insects, which we would also accept.
Cool.
So you're both correct.
Okay.
No, we were. The producers. Had you said insects, you would have gotten it also. they eat termites a lot also.
Oh, that's true, yes.
What prefix is the opposite of hyper? It's hypo, and you were correct on
nice.
That.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Took a bit of thinking.
Joanne was correct on that one as well. Duster, pea, and trench are all types of coats. You both got that correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the final question, what fairy tale character claimed the sky was falling? All right, you guys are tied up until now.
Yep.
Joanne, what's the answer?
Chicken Little.
Yeah, it is.
Chicken Little. Yay!
You got that?
Oh, she my God.
All right, wow.
I have 3 kids. I know my fairy tale.
Aha.
Three
you
kids.
You got me there. I don't have any kids.
E.T.
So there you go.
Oh, nice work, Joanne. That was flawless execution. You just took
Thank you.
A Friday. How does it feel?
It feels wonderful because I am smarter than Sam.
Oh, I guess so.
Joanne. Say it again.
My name is Joanne, and I am smarter than Sam.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And I feel like Chicken Little right now.
Anything to say, Sam?
No, well done. 5 for 5. When I lose, I like to lose with the 5 for 5er.
He does once in a while. Yeah.
Once in a while.
He loses humbly once in a while. Okay, Joanne, congratulations. You've got 4 passes to see the movie The Goldfinch. Major bragging rights as well. Tell your kids, tell everybody you're officially smarter than Sam.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully today is the day. He already lost once this morning.
Awesome.
All right.
It was awesome.
It was great. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. Good luck, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Audrey. What city would you find a university called the Sorbonne?
Pass.
What Beat artists recorded albums titled The Fame, Monster, Art Pop, and Joanne?
Lady Gaga.
Which of the 7 dwarves has a name that means shy?
Pass.
If you have a cardiac arrhythmia, you have an irregular what?
Heartbeat.
What are clogs traditionally made from?
Wood.
What city would you find a university called the Sorbonne?
Paris.
Which of the 7 dwarves has a name that means shy?
Ooh, nice work.
Yeah,
you did well, good. Audrey.
Yeah.
All right, Sam making his way back in from his isolated booth where he was listening to Rebecca Black's Friday.
My jam.
This has become an anthem for Friday.
It
I
is.
Like it. All right, you're up against Audrey this morning.
Audrey, okay. Hopefully I won't be dealt my second loss in a day.
Or hopefully you will.
Yeah.
Well, it's very rare. Like unicorns.
Here we go. What city would you find a university called the Sorbonne?
A pass.
What beat artist recorded albums titled The Fame, Monster, Art Pop, and Joanne?
Lady Gaga.
Which of the seven dwarves has a name that means shy?
Pass.
If you have cardiac arrhythmia, you have an irregular what?
Heartbeat.
What are clogs traditionally made from?
Wood.
What city would you find a university called the Sorbonne?
I don't know, Belgium?
Which of the seven dwarves has a name that means shy?
Dopey.
Dopey. Oh, you're struggling this morning.
I am.
I actually feel bad.
He
just looks like Serena Williams when she's off her game.
Oh.
You know, like, you know, he gets emotional about it.
So. Talk about a backhanded compliment.
Right?
Because she's a tennis player.
All right, there's the door. That's the door.
All right, I get it. All right, let's see how you guys made out this morning. Sam did already lose earlier this morning at 6:40.
Thanks for the reminder.
What city would you find a university called the Sorbonne? It is Paris. Ooh. Audrey knew that the second time around.
Yeah,
nice work.
I was going to ask for the spelling, but I know you don't do spellings anymore. So
nice try.
I don't want to waste any more time.
What beat artist recorded albums titled The Fame Monster, Art Pop, and Joanne? The answer is Lady Gaga, and you both got that right.
Okay.
Which of the seven dwarfs has a name that means shy? It is bashful. Neither one of you got
since
that.
Since when is bashful and shy? Are they synonyms? When? Since when is that?
I think bashful is similar to shy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
really?
You both got it wrong, so first.
Okay, all right.
If you have a cardiac arrhythmia, you have an irregular heartbeat. You guys both knew that. So right now that means Audrey is ahead by one.
Yes.
The final question, what are clogs traditionally made from? Audrey, what's the answer?
Wood.
Yeah, it's wood.
Wood.
Which means we've got another winner.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Twice in one day.
What's happening here?
I don't know. They say Friday the 13th is unlucky, but this is a good day for me.
I'm going to chalk it up for Friday the 13th. I like that.
I'm loving today, actually. Okay, Audrey, congratulations.
Thanks.
Not very
sorry,
many.
Sam.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I know you don't mean it, so it's...
Audrey.
Not many people can say that they've beat Sam. We've got some passes for you to see the advanced screening of Downton Abbey, and this is going to feel so good. Right now, you should say, my name is Audrey, and I'm officially smarter than Sam.
My name is Audrey, and I'm officially smarter than Sam.
Yes. Yeah, you are.
And you're not bashful about it either, so that's good.
No.